They often say in soccer that it's a game of two halves. The Wexford Volkswagen Wexford Stages Rally this year was a rally of two halves, where on yesterday, on the Saturday, it was probably one of the hottest days rallying that they've had in about 30 years. And then today, the rain decided to show its head and make the stages rather slippy. Overnight, last night, we were hoping of a Wexford win and James Stafford to probably rack up yet another win to his tally over the years. I was talking to him last night. He was a little bit dubious about the weather. He had half an idea it was coming, and sure as shooting, whether it was just trying to push too hard or just trying to get the better of the wet and slippy roads, he ran into mechanical troubles about five stages out, and his rally was run. But you have to give it to Daniel Cronin. Come up from Cork, and talking to himself and Donica Burke, and we'll hear that interview now fairly shortly. He just bided his time. He snuck in. It was nip and tuck between the two of them all day yesterday. They were swapping the fastest stage times, and it was only today that there was another driver apart from the two of them that got a fastest stage time, where Gary Kiernan knocked in a few later on in the day. But Daniel stuck at it. The polo worked excellently for him, and I suppose it must keep the sponsors happy with a Volkswagen taking the top step of the podium. He took the rally by a minute and 20.6 seconds from Gary Kiernan in second, Daniel Barry from Wicklow in third, Endo O'Brien fourth, Mark Alcorn fifth. The leading Wexford driver was Richard Moore from Kilmore in sixth place, a respectable showing for himself, and actually second in his class as well. So it's a good weekend for Richard. Then Keith Power in 7th, John Bonner in 8th, Shane Murray in 9th, and Brian Lavelle, having made a long journey down from Achill Island, in 10th place. As I said, it was a rally of two halves, and we caught up with the drivers as they came into the podium, came across the rostrum, and we'll be talking to them in reverse order from 3rd to 1st. We'll start off with Danny Barry and Andy Hayes, then Gary Kiernan, John McGrath, and Daniel Cronin, and then Donica Burke. Danny, third place.
Yep.
On the bottom step of the podium, you take that any day of the week.
Take that any day is right, yeah. We had a bit of a misfortune here a couple of months back, so my family and all the team all done a massive amount of work to get me here, so I'm absolutely delighted. And Andy all weekend, he was absolutely brilliant, so yeah, delighted.
And the local knowledge, Andy, you were able to type a... You must have nearly known every pothole in the county.
I know a few slippy spots anyway, because I crashed in most of them.
Well, all I was worried about when the start of the second stage today was just outside the front of my house, or well, where you came in off the road. I was hoping that nobody knocked down a fence, now that I had one. Put it this way, you've been here over and back over the years, and this is probably rating as your best finish, is it?
No, I tore a place last year as well, so I'm consistent, you know.
Somewhere along the line, there has to be a second place in you.
I will try and do a bit better next year, yeah. Just happy to get the tour today, you know.
And also the fact that this is a short hop down from your own home place to get to Wexford, you must be glad of the two-day competition that close to home.
Yeah, this is technically like my local rally, really, like, you know, because I'm in Wicklow. So, yeah, it's a great rally. It's always well run. The lads do a great job, to be fair, like, you know, and the town stage, you know, the town on Friday night, the great stage. It's brilliant. Great rally.
And today, where the four-wheel drive cars probably came into their own a little bit over the Mark IIs and the Darians and everything like that. Yesterday, one of the hottest days in years. Today, getting slightly slippy and everything like that. Which was easier?
Neither of them were easy now, but yeah, today was very difficult with the shiny tire and stuff with the rain. It was kind of half dry, half wet. You don't know what to be doing. So, yeah, both days are difficult, but yeah, good.
Well done the 2 years anyway, and our third place teams of Danny Barry and Andy Hayes. Danny, well done, second place. You were actually making up a bit of time on the man behind you over the last couple of stages. Were you just out to enjoy yourself, or do you reckon he was taking it easy?
I'd say he slowed down, he had a good lead. We were just trying to push and sort of learn the car as the weekend went on. Look, we're delighted with the result this weekend. We weren't really expecting a whole pile before we come down the road, and to get it second place, brilliant.
A lot of you were probably caught on the hop when James Stafford went out, and you were all able to move up a spot behind him. The pressure then must have been on you today, but you knew you were in a podium position, you knew you were in second, you more or less knew that you couldn't catch Daniel behind you. Was it harder or easier when you know that you've one of the top drivers gone out?
No, it didn't make much of a difference for us. We kept driving our own rally. We kept sort of trying to learn the car, push it on and see what we're doing. On a normal day, yeah, if I was out in my own car, the usual yoke, we'd slow down and take it steady. But today, this weekend was the learning weekend, so we're delighted with our result.
You've come down here quite often. It's a long trek down, but it's obviously well worth it.
Yeah, this is, we're probably down from 2015 or 16, so I enjoy the rally. Good mileage and very well run. Fair play to the organisers and all the marshals. They've done a very good job this weekend.
And you couldn't have asked for two more stark contrasting days in the weather. Nearly on 28, 29 degrees yesterday and rain today.
Yeah, from one extreme to the other, the heat yesterday in the car was nearly unbearable. And then today was very tricky. This evening, well, it wasn't too bad. At least we had the right tyre choice on. But the middle loop there was fairly treacherous now.
If you'd had as hot a day as you had yesterday, would physical tiredness come into play?
No, not really. It's just you couldn't get the shade. You couldn't get cooling down at all. And with short road sections, you never got a chance. Like, it was only 4K between stages. So you're never getting cooling off until the helmet had to go back on again.
There is one more step on the podium that you could take. Would you try again for that next year?
Oh, I will be back there next year for another run at it.
Daniel, a nice win.
Yeah, geez, it was a bit of a crazy weekend. We were in a big battle with James all weekend. In fairness, he was absolutely flying it, and then sort of a bit of rain came in, and it made it, you know. We just kind of had to get around the last five, but they were so slippy there. That middle loop was, we were caught out in wrong tyres and stuff, but it was tough. We had a little bit of an incident backwards into a wall, but no, in fairness, the boys got the car back together fairly good, and we had a very kind of steady, clean last loop, and delighted.
Well, it was probably better backwards into the loop, into the wall, than forward.
Definitely, yeah. I was thinking coming into it, I wasn't going to stop, so we just threw the handbrake at it, but yeah, it was more speed we gained going backwards anyway, so we were lucky now to get away with it.
You obviously knew that you'd gone ahead on the road on James on the Murrentown stage when you were coming out of it, that you would have come out of the stage ahead of him. At what stage did you realise that he hadn't gone into the middle stage of the
Like, I knew he was kind of in trouble, you know. He dropped a lot of time in that stage he went off, so we were kind of keeping an eye on him, but we knew he was having clutch trouble after that and stuff, so I think it was at his stage 6 he kind of fell away, I think, or the 6th stage today.
Yeah, I think he came out of the 4th stage, the last behind you, and then didn't go into the middle stage of the loop.
I think he'd done the middle stage, I think, but it was stage 6 he didn't come in into today.
Because I don't know, it was the middle stage of the loop, there'd be a pass by my house on the way up, and it just seemed to park up on the side of the road. You have had, all three of you on this podium have had a journey down today, Donegal, Wicklow, Cork, and you're coming and robbing us in the southeast.
Yeah, I was kind of doing the national championship this year, so the ALMC was my last rally, but the rally this weekend was some rally, you know. The organisers done some job, like, the recce was so handy. The stages yesterday, we were in and out from stage to stage, no delays. In fairness, take their hats off them. They done some job.
And the man beside you, Donica, you cajoled him and got him home over the last little bit. Was it a case of just, you dropped a bit of time on Gary on all the stage, apart from the last one where you let fly. Was it a case of trying to get him to keep cool?
Yeah, I suppose I had a pretty easy job, to be honest, from my side. Daniel's a pretty cool customer anyway, so there was nothing really too difficult in that anyway, but just a few quiet words at times. And yeah, we got through it, so we're here, so delighted.
And a win that you probably thought you might have to wait another couple of stages for until James got into mechanical problems. Were you surprised that you came with that 4 or 5 stages to go?
I knew James had struggled big in the wet, and it kind of rained heavy on that middle stage, like, so I knew, like, he's at a big disadvantage with the rear wheel drive once it rains, like, so I knew that if I could just keep my nose clean, I knew, you know, I'd have a good chance. So fair play to James. He yesterday he was on some pace.
And yesterday when I was talking to him, I'd probably put the hex on him by wondering what the weather was like. He was, 12, 13 seconds ahead of you overnight. He felt that if he saw what the weather was going to like, he knew you were going to put him under pressure.
Yeah, there was always talks of rain, but you never knew it was going to come but until it did. But I suppose that's why he was pushing so hard, trying to pull out a bit of a lead, you know, because there's no... We have an advantage, and once it does rain, so it's hard luck for him. You know, I don't think he done much damage today because I passed him on that first stage out. You know, he actually was turning around when I passed, so he looked like it. You know, he didn't do that much damage.
Well, anyway, all we could say is well done and congratulations. The winner of the Wexford Volkswagen Stages Rally for 2023, Daniel Cronin.
Well, that's it. The Wexford Stages Rally finished for 2023. 2024, it can only grow, and hopefully that there will be 2 days dry rallying next year instead of the one dry one yesterday and wet one today. Wexford Volkswagen are proud to be title sponsors of the Wexford Volkswagen Special Stages Rally. Go visit wexfordvolkswagen.ie to find your new car or van. John Dyer, Southeast Radio Sport.